Hello, it's Steve here, back with another episode, and I do have a bit of a surprise for you today. And also, crucially, I've got a bit of a surprise for today's guest, who is Raven, who is representing Slovenia. You will know by now her song is called Veronica. I'm sure you've heard it, seen the video. It is ethereal, it is dramatic, it is shouting and screaming diva. We are going to get such a performance of it in Malmo. And Raven is going to be following in the footsteps of Joe Corral, who represented Slovenia last year, obviously. So look who I found to make a little cameo appearance today. Hi, Boyan.
Oh, hey, Stephen, how are you?
So good to see you.
It's great to see you. Thanks for reminding me.
You are here to surprise Raven, aren't you? Because there is a connection.
Yeah, Raven and I are very good friends and have been for the last 2 years, which is not a lot of time. But I think in this age, when you find someone genuine, it's like it sticks.
And you are one of the co-writers of the song.
I gave my little pinch of magic for the song. I wrote the ESMTC Veronica part. So yeah, but I was there just at the end of the process.
She has no idea you're here.
Oh no.
This is going to be so good.
Yeah.
So don't make a sound. Promise to be quiet just for the time being. We're going to catch up properly later. Stay there because Raven is next. It is a huge, huge welcome to Raven. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. A bit tired, but good. Good.
Yeah, because you are rehearsing right now for an opera.
Yeah, that's the main reason that I'm tired. I mean, obviously, the whole Eurovision thing is really takes up a lot of my time. But yeah, the opera premiere, when that will be over, everything will be much easier for me.
So tell us about that. Before we get onto Eurovision, what are you starring in?
I am singing the title role of Maria de Buenos Aires. It's a tango opera. It's a really like surrealistic and kind of modern opera, and I love it.
Yeah, so you've got two heads on at the minute. You've got opera head and you've got Eurovision head. Exactly. But one has to take like the place of the other for the moment.
Exactly. So for now, it's the opera one, but the premiere is on 14th of February, so after that, I will be more into Eurovision.
When did you first realize that you could sing as well as you can?
They enrolled me in a school for music, I think, when I was 4 or 5. So I started singing really, really early. And I can't even remember a time where I feel like I was just born a singer. So it's really a part of my identity.
Yeah. And you play the harp as well.
Yeah, I do. I've actually finished the conservatory with harp. So I've been playing harp for 12 years, like in a school. But then I stopped because I had like horrible stage fright. I still have it. So I was kind of like, you know what, now I have to go study something and I really do not want to spend my whole life like shaking every time before I go on stage. So I decided to study opera.
That's going to surprise people so much because you watch your performances and there doesn't seem to be any of that stage fright there. You're so confident. And you look at the video for Veronica, amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, well, it's different when I sing. I mean, I'm not that confident as I look on the camera. I play the role of Raven when I'm on stage, and that kind of helps me a lot.
Who is the tattoo of on your shoulder?
Oh, that is Mia Wallace from...
From Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. I try to channel her whenever I'm on stage. I feel she's so, like, free and... Well, yeah, a confident person. So she's really, I mean, I wouldn't really say she's like my role model, obviously. Yeah. You know, but I always really liked her, that character.
Well, she's responsible for one of the most iconic dance scenes in film history, isn't she? And, you know, if you go, people still dress up at her for Halloween or parties. Yeah. That's when you know that you've created an icon. So to channel a bit of her kudos is good, I would say.
Yeah, I agree. I really like her as well. I mean, she's very controversial, but I kind of like that too.
So how are you feeling about Eurovision?
I'm feeling great. I love what we did with the video. I think my vision really came to life. I'm very happy with the response that I got from all the Eurovision fans. But now it's a challenge I think people are expecting a lot. And since we want to kind of take what was portrayed in the video and also put it on stage, it will be very challenging. But right now, I think we're on the right path.
For people that don't know, you've tried to get to Eurovision before, and this is finally happening, isn't it? So how many times have you tried before?
I've been at the EMA three times. So last time it was 5 years ago. I would not want to go with any other song than Veronica. I just always thought that at least once in my life I will be on that stage. I think that stage is perfect for me. It's, if you're a musician from Slovenia, you don't have a lot of stages where you can actually portray something visually as well, not only, you know, play your music. I think Eurovision is perfect for me because I can really show off I can also be a visual artist, not only a musician.
The big question, who is Veronica?
Veronica is Veronika Deseniška. She was the first woman in my country to be tried as a witch. But it's not, the song is really not only about her story. The song starts with kind of her end. So I just wanted to take inspiration from her story, but not fully tell the whole biography of her.
So she is a real person?
She's a real person. Yeah, she was a real person.
And do you like folklore and mythology?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's like this part of me that will always, I'm still kind of a child when it comes to that. I love stories. I love like dark folklore. I love elves. I love witches. I love everything that comes with that. And I think I'll love that even when I will be like 80. I think I had that from my father. He really was telling me a lot of stories when I was little. We watched a lot of movies that kind of had this dark ethereal theme to them. So I think that's where that love for kind of the almost the underworld comes from.
So what was the film that you connected with as a kid that you just love?
I have many, many, many. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of Harry Potter. I grew up with Harry Potter, but I love Interview with the Vampire. It's not. Yeah, I love that one. Obviously, Lord of the Rings was. I was a huge fan of that always. Tim Burton and you know Coraline. It's like
Coraline. Yeah,
Coraline. So yeah, anything with that. That's like a bit dark.
This is going really geeky now. Do you like Dungeons and Dragons?
What was that?
It's like, you know, it's a fantasy game that you play where you can be the elf or you can be the dwarf or you can be the barbarian. I just wondered whether there was that side of you as well.
Many times people ask me if I'm into like gaming, and I really think that I would be. I just don't even want to put myself in that situation where I would start playing it because I would never, I would get too obsessed with it. So.
Yeah. And also right now you've got way too much going on.
Exactly. So if I start gaming now, I think it's really over for me.
How are you going to prepare for Eurovision, do you think? Because like you said, it's not just the song with you, it's the whole performance. Are you going to transfer a little bit of what we see in the video onto the stage?
Yeah, for sure. I really want to kind of create this space that you don't really know where the performance is happening. I really want to incorporate a lot of movement, but not in terms of dancing, but more like creature-esque kind of. I want to take the essence of that video and put it on the stage for sure. But as I said, it's quite hard. I think one of the things that people really remembered was the silver body paint, which obviously cannot be. I mean, it could be done on.
It could,
but it's very risky and also very not practical. So we kind of, for now, I think one of the biggest challenges is how to create the outfits that kind of have the same effect, but are not, but that are not really, really naked. So
can you imagine the mess at Eurovision if you took body paint?
And also, I think even the dancers were covered in cornstarch. They were extremely cold because the cornstarch got cold, and then the whole thing kind of started sticking to them, and it was like they basically took off all their hairs on their arms.
Oh, so it was like they were being waxed.
Yeah, it was like a waxing situation that we had. Even then it fell off, everything was slimy. I think the person that would perform after me would really not be happy about me doing that, so yeah.
Raven, I love that you're doing it for your art, though. This is all for your vision. Like, they're cold, they're being waxed, they're sticky, but this is my vision.
Exactly. Drowning them. Yeah, I was very, very grateful for the dancers. They were really so such professionals, and I'm just very grateful for all the people that worked on the video.
So the song itself, there's quite a special person that co-wrote it, isn't there?
Yeah, it was my very good friend, Boyan from Joker Out. I'm very grateful that he wanted to collaborate. We were talking about maybe doing something together for quite some time, but I think that was like the perfect time and place to do it.
Were you proud of them when they were on the stage last year?
I was so proud of them. I was so nervous also for them. I remember watching it and I kind of got a bit teary-eyed. I'm just a huge fan, and I'm really happy for them. Yeah, really.
So you two are good mates?
We are. We are.
Okay. So what's his most annoying quality?
Well, I think I said that before, but it's not really annoying. I kind of at the same time really like that, because I know that he will always tell me what he thinks, but he gives a lot of advice. And sometimes it's really not like, I'm not even asking for advice, but he's still giving it. But I think I learned a lot from him.
Yeah. So he gives you too much advice.
I think you should use for sure a bit less.
Oh,
look who I found.
Hey, Raven.
I'm so happy to see you.
Yeah, likewise.
If his worst quality is just he gives too much advice, then that's all right.
Yeah, that, I think that is really his worst quality. I can't really say anything else bad about him.
Oh, I was completely ready to have like come in here and be like, ah, oh, yeah.
So when did you two first meet?
I think like at my place, and I think, yeah, you came to my house.
Yeah, we had to perform together for a corporate event. Yeah. And we had to perform a song that I never heard before in my life.
Obviously, as well. And it was quite a song.
It's a traumatic experience, to be honest. But like, I just came to her house and we had a good chat. Like, we didn't plan on having a talk and like meeting each other. It was just like, okay, let's try and practice. But I think that we had a very good chemistry, and like it was very clear that we're going to stay friends from that moment on.
Yeah, I love that you had to sing a song that you didn't even know.
No, it was horrible. And it was not an easy song to sing also. Like it's even worse when you have to learn a song that is hard, but at the same time, you don't even like it. So, but I also think we didn't really practice much. We were just talking mostly.
Yeah. So instant connection.
Yeah.
Instant friendship. So what do you think of Veronica, the song? I know you co-wrote it, so you're going to say good things, but what do you think of Raven representing Slovenia? She is taking on the relay baton from you.
Yeah. First, I'm going to say I really don't want to take credits for co-writing the song, because when I came into the picture, the song was basically written. I just came to Sarah's home and took the guitar because I felt like some pinch of salt could be added. And so the ESMTC Veronica part
so
came to
I
mind.
Just thought that the song needed me. That's what you
Yeah. I just added my bit of friendship with Sara to the story. I'm very proud of her. Amazing performer, amazing singer. She has a vision. She knows exactly what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that the things that she was talking about are going to come to life on stage. So I'm really not afraid at all.
You have done the whole Eurovision whirlwind. You know how hectic it is, all the rehearsals, all the pre-parties. What is your like one bit of advice for Raven of how to cope with the Eurovision hurricane?
Don't get too drunk on the first pre-party.
You know that I am not like that, so I don't think...
Eurovision
Barcelona.
Barcelona. Eurovision brings out things about you that like you don't know. So you might as well just get drunk on the first pre-party. But don't get too drunk.
Well, I'll tell you what. Have you two had a good night out in Ljubljana?
No. Did we?
I think we spent most of the time literally just sitting in...
On the couch.
Sitting on the couch.
Drinking tea.
Petting her cats and drinking tea and talking.
What's your cat called?
I have two. Quincy and Olaf.
Yeah. Quincy and Olaf.
Yeah, Quincy's my queen.
But I also have a parrot, a huge macaw, which Boyan loves.
No, that's actually a very interesting story. So if you have 2 minutes.
Yeah, we've got all the time in the world.
Raven got this huge macaw. Is it macaw?
Yeah, macaw.
Okay, and she called me to hers for me to meet the macaw. What's his name again?
Yeah, I don't remember. Georgie.
Georgie, traumatized. So I come to her place. Her fiance comes downstairs with the macaw on his shoulder, and it's like, I swear, it's this big.
Huge. Yeah, it's like a dinosaur, basically.
And I got so frightened of it. I got like, it was literally as if I saw a tiger.
Terrified.
Yeah, because I do not know what to expect out of a macaw, you know? It's just like looking there and there, but you know that he sees everything.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he just started like, doing these dinosaur things, and I got so scared. So they had to lock him up because I couldn't be in the house with it.
Oh, bless, we got scared of your parrot.
Yeah, like completely scared. I was so, at first I thought he was joking because he was...
No.
He was really scared. He was just kind of standing in between like the door, the front door, and he was like, he did not want to come in.
Well, the parrot was being territorial as well, right?
He was really not. No, if you ask Boyan, it was basically...
He was like flying and doing these horrible things all the time, like just spreading his wings in such a small space. It's horrifying.
Yeah, I mean, it is a bit like... it really is a huge bird, so I get that people get scared, but yeah.
It sounds like you've got a zoo at your house.
Yeah, almost.
What's the next animal that you're going to get?
I really want a pig.
Have you got space for a pig?
I barely have the space for the cats. No, I mean, I live in a house. We have a lot of space, but still, I don't have the time for another animal, obviously. Yeah. I would just love to work at a zoo. I'm a huge animal lover.
That is your alternative career. Someone told me that pigs are almost as clever as dogs.
They're more clever. I mean, I don't know how you really measure the IQ of animals, but I think they're like top five most intelligent animals. Yeah.
Have you been to a Joker Out gig?
This is actually embarrassing. I have not been.
Yeah, she has not been.
But it's just, I kind of really hate crowds. I think that's the main reason. I'm like, I really support them. I listen to a lot of their music. But I cannot go to the concert.
I get it.
Have you saved their new single yet?
Saved? I think I have.
Yeah. She's checking. And have you ever seen Raven in an opera?
I have actually. Yes, because I am a friend who supports his friend. No, I'm kidding. I went to see her at the premiere of an opera, and I also went to see her for the last opera that she did, Orpheus in Hell. I went to the last rehearsal, I believe.
Actually, that was really a true test of friendship, because you were watching the whole like rehearsal, the whole general rehearsal. It was really not that interesting because it was stopping the whole time. So I really appreciate that you like kind of endured that.
I really want to see the parrot now, the terrifying parrot.
Show him.
Parrot.
Yeah,
he's there.
Okay, so I have to go upstairs, get the parrot. Are you going to talk? Like, I need a minute.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, okay.
I'm nervous over the camera.
She's actually bringing the parrot.
Yeah, and it's huge.
I wasn't expecting to see a parrot on this podcast. We'll have to describe it because obviously people can't see it. Is this going to be really triggering for you?
Actually, I am a bit nervous, to be honest. Like, I'm a bit on edge because I kind of have a feeling that he remembers my face and he wants to kill me for some reason.
Let's just hope he can't work out electronics.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Oh my goodness!
Terrifying, right?
Beautiful. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's gorgeous over the camera.
Beautiful. Oh my goodness. For the people that can't see the parrot, obviously because this is a podcast, can you describe who we are looking at right now, Raven?
So this is Georgie. He's a macaw. I think in English it's called yellow winged or something like that. Macaw. And he is 1 year old. So he will grow a lot bigger. Yeah.
You know what's amazing? I've just noticed. So he has got this yellow chest and blue wings. What are the colors of Sweden, where you are going to represent Slovenia at Eurovision? This is all fate. This is a sign.
It is. But he's so nice now. I don't know. Why are you so calm? I'm kind of also a bit like scared.
He knows he has the power over Bojan. He's like, there's that guy I scared.
I don't know if he even noticed you.
Does he talk?
Well, yeah, he says hello, but I don't think he will. Hello? Hello?
Oh, he's Luke Black's parrot.
Hello?
Hello? He is. He's too busy eating a nut at the minute to talk. He's like, oh, you can't make me perform on camera. He is so beautiful.
Thank you. So now I can put him back in his cage.
I hope that you'll teach him all the words to Veronica as well so that he can sing it.
Oh, yeah. I was having such a hard time this morning with him. He was screaming like crazy. So I don't think I have the patience to teach him the words. But yeah.
But you have to understand, like, now he looks so cute because he's on a distance of a few thousand kilometers. Like, when he's next to you, you see those claws. You know the biting force of that.
300 kilos. Yeah.
Of a biting force. So he can literally bite your finger off.
Yeah, you have to make a friend with that.
Yeah.
That parrot cannot be your enemy.
I think you should bring him to Malmö, honestly.
Yeah.
He's your mascot. Slovenia's unofficial mascot.
I'll just put him back in his cage.
Yes.
And be right back.
Honestly, that is beautiful.
It is.
Absolutely gorgeous. It is. I wasn't expecting to talk about pigs and parrots with Bojan and Raven on the podcast today, but that's the fun of Eurovision. Thank you so much for chatting to us. I know it's really, really busy at the minute, and it was so nice to get this meeting between you and Bojan. I hope it wasn't too much of a shock.
No, I just wanted to say I'm so happy that you got him on the podcast as well. I think we're all so busy that we don't even have time to chat, like, I think in the last month. True. Yeah. I feel really lucky that I have a friend that also knows, you know, how this whole process works. So, yeah.
Are you going to be checking in?
I'll be there for you.
We're all warm in the heart now, right?
Yeah.
Raven, good luck with Veronica. Good luck with transferring that vision onto the stage. No body paint because it's too messy. Nothing else.
Thank you so much for having me.
And good luck with the opera as well.
Thank you.
So good to see you.
Good to see you too. Bye.
Bye.
Srdečno srči.
Ciao.
Bojan, Raven's so nice.
She's one of the nicest people I've ever met.
She seems like she's got her head screwed on. She knows what she wants. She knows how to be a performer. It sounds like she's just going to like crank everything up for Eurovision.
You know, definitely. Everything in her is based on what a good person she is, honestly, and how much she loves what she's doing. So I know that she will give her 10,000% for this, and she deserves it absolutely. And I cannot wait for May to see it.
I'm still thinking about the parrot. The parrot was so good.
Georgie is so scary. Sorry.
How are you anyway?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking. I'm currently in London with my boys. We are writing the material for the new album and we're doing very, very well. We are partying, meeting new people. It's very aspirational and inspirational for us.
And you're sharing a house?
Of course, we're sharing a small house. It's a 3-bedroom apartment.
So who is sharing bedrooms?
Natsa and Chris and Yura and Jan are sharing, and I have my own room, but it was like...
Of course.
I mean, yeah, it was kind of like when our producer comes to London in a few days, someone has to sleep on the couch, and we agreed that the person who gets their own room is going to sleep on the couch when the producer gets here. So basically for the next 2.5 weeks, I'll be sleeping on the couch.
Is there much fighting between you five in a small house, or are you actually all right with each other?
To be honest, like five guys in a quite small house with a very small living room and one toilet bathroom, we're doing very well. Like zero fights have erupted, which is crazy.
Who's the messiest?
I prefer not to answer.
You?
I don't think so, to be honest.
It is amazing what you've done in the last year. You've been all around Europe. You've been gigging everywhere. You've been seeing all your mates from Eurovision as well. You know, you did that dual tour with Wild Youth.
It's amazing how many like real friends we met during Eurovision. The bubble was such a cool meeting spot. All the pre-parties, of course. So yeah, basically wherever we went, we met with our friends from Eurovision. So it's kind of crazy how many people we managed to see again in 1 year.
What's the highlight from that 2 weeks in Liverpool? What sticks in your mind?
I will most cherish the moment when we hung out with Jere after it was over, because somehow I think, like, even though we had a really good connection and a strong friendship throughout the whole thing, I think that night like made us come even closer. Mm-hmm. So when we gigged Finland last time, actually Jere and Harja, Tommy, took time off for 4 days. I think they canceled on everything they had, and they literally joined us on tour through Finland and stayed with us for 4 days, and it was so good. I just spoke to Jere because we're going to Finland. It's our first stop on the tour in March, on the 2nd and 3rd of March. We're playing Helsinki, and yet it was already writing to me if we have like space on the tour bus.
I interviewed him just before Christmas, and we talked about your pants on the podcast.
Which ones?
The ones that you've left at his house.
Oh yeah, so the thing is, I left the whole bag of my dirty underwear from after the concerts. Horrible. In a plastic bag, yeah. So they were just cooking there in a plastic bag all like 10 days. Horrifying.
And he washed them for you?
Yeah, he did. Like, he could have just thrown them away, but he washed them. True friend.
This is a true friendship.
I have to say, I did not get them back.
No, I said to him, I was like, where are they? He's like, they're still at my house.
Yeah, they are. They are. So I expect to get them back, I guess, when I come to Helsinki.
Well, in a month's time, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were so brilliant at Eurovision. I just remember you guys from the pre-parties, always so friendly, always putting in 100%. Just adding to that feel-good factor of Liverpool?
Oh, absolutely. Like, it's a competition, that's for sure. But, like, in the end, the only thing that stays with you are the memories and are the connections that you made. It's the only genuine thing you can get out of it. So we are happy that we actually do consider ourselves winners of Eurovision, because we got out of Eurovision everything and more that we ever could have dreamed of. Like, we made so many new friends. We got so many new fans. We're suddenly touring Europe. We're gonna go for the world very soon. So, yeah, it's just, honestly, 2023 and the decision that the RTV made to send us to Eurovision was a blessing.
And you got a new song, by the way. We should mention that.
Oh, yeah. We have a new song coming out on 16th of February. And it's called Everybody's Waiting. So I hope that people on the other side of my microphone are also waiting. You are very free to pre-save it, to listen to it, share it if you feel like it. It's a very deep song, actually. It's the biggest deep dive I've ever done into myself. People who have went through times of self-doubt or anxiety or kind of stuff like that will feel close to it.
Boyan, so good to see you. Thank you for coming to Surprise Raven. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me, man.